Translation, Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, my dear king, after giving up the body of a deer, Bhar Maharaj took birth in a very pure Brahmana family. There was a Brahmana who belonged to a dynasty of Angira. He was fully qualified with Brahminical qualifications. He could control his mind and senses. He studied the Vedic traditions and other subsidiary literatures. He was expert in giving charity. He was always satisfied, tolerant, very gentle, and non-envious. He was self-realized and engaged in devotional service of the Lord. He remained always in a trance. He had 9 equally qualified sons by his first wife, and by second wife he got twins, a brother and sister, of which the male child was said to be the topmost devotee and foremost in saintly kings, Bara Maharaj. This then is a story of the birth he took after giving up the body of a deer. Purport, Bara Maharaj was a great devotee, but he did not attain success in one life. In Bhagavad Gita, it said that a devotee who does not fulfill his devotional duties in one life is given the chance to be born in a fully qualified Brahman family or rich Kshatriya or Vaishya family. Suchinam Srimatam Gehe. Bara Maharaj was a firstborn son of Maharaj Rishabhadeva in a rich Kshatriya family. But due to his willful negligence of his spiritual duties and his excessive passion for an insignificant deer, he was obliged to take birth as the son of a deer. However, due to his strong position as a devotee, he was gifted with remembrance of his past life. Being repentant, he remained in solitary forest on the side of Krishna, and then he was given the chance to take birth in a Brahman family. Due to his being specially gifted with the Lord's mercy, Bharat Maharaj could remember the instances of past life. Although he received the body of a Brahmana, he was still very much afraid of his relatives and friends who were not devotees. He was always very cautious of association because he feared that he would again fall down. Consequently, he manifested himself before the public eye as a madman, dull, blind, and deaf, so that others would not try to talk to him. In this way, he saved himself from bad association. Within, he was always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord and chanting the Lord's glories, which save one from the bondage of fruit of action. In this way, he saved himself from the onslaught of non-devotee association. Report, every living entity is bound by different activities due to association with the modes of nature, stated in Bhagavad Gita, Karanguna Sangosya, Sarasa, Yuni, Janmasu. Due to his association with this material nature, this is due to his association with material nature, thus he makes him good and evil among various species. We have different types of bodies among 8,400,000 species according to our karma. Karmana, Dhyana, Trena. We work under the influence of material nature, contaminated with 3 modes, and thus we get a certain type of body according to superior order. This is called karma bunda. To get out of this karma bunda, we must engage ourselves in devotional service. Then one will not be affected by the modes of material nature. When one engages in full devotional service, does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. To remain immune to the material qualities, one must engage himself in devotional service rather than Krishna Vishnu. That is the perfection of life. When Maharaj Bharat took birth as a Brahmana, he was not very interested in duties of a Brahmana, but within he remained a pure Vaishnava, always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord. As advised in Bhagavad Gita, continuing the 3 lives, he was not interested in continuing to execute them, although his Brahmin father wanted him to do so. Oh, something wrong here. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Man Maha Bhagavad Bhakto Madhya Jima Namaskaru. This is the only process by which one can be saved from the danger of repeated birth and death. So, this is the 3rd birth. Bharat became the deer became Bharat again. Of course, he's not Bharat, not a king. He was a Kshatriya in one life, a king also, then a retired Vanaprastha. Then he became a deer. Then he became son of a Brahmana. So he actually changed his Varna, so to speak. He progressed Varna-wise after becoming a deer. He was elevated to a Brahmana and previously being a Kshatriya. However, he was not interested in being a Brahmana at all. He felt that even the Brahminical duties were not proper for him. So what was his main interest? It's mainly to think of the Supreme Lord. So internally he was always thinking of the Supreme Lord and did not care to perform his Brahminical duties. So this shows, of course, that even Brahminical duties are not the real essence of life. otherwise he would have performed those duties. But they were more or less an obstacle to him, and he considered them useless. So therefore, even though his father was not a bad person, he was said to be a devotee also, fully qualified. It said here, Sama, Dhamma, Tapa, Swajaya, Chaga, Santosha, Diksha, Vidya, etc., Jnana. He has all sorts of wonderful qualities. Still, Bharat was not interested in any of this. So, this of course shows the relationship between, let's say, Varnashram and Karma Yoga and Gunas and Bhakti. That system in the Gunas is not considered on the same level as Bhakti. And therefore he rejected the whole system. Now previously in his other life he did not reject it. He was a Kshatriya. He did not reject that, I'm only going to meditate on the Lord. He did that. That of course was his duty in that position, designated by his own father, who was also avatar of the Supreme Lord. So you could not avoid that. So why in this lifetime, when he got an advantage of being a Brahmin, where he didn't have to execute Kshatriya activities at all, he could be more detached, why would he give up the brahminical life also? And the reason was that he understood the nature of attachment. Already as a vanaprastha, he fell into problem because of attachment. So therefore he felt that even if I'm in a Brahmin family, still that attachment will be an obstacle for me. So in spite of the fact that his father had very good conduct as a Brahmana, he was not interested in any of this activity, relationships with his father or his brothers, or relatives, or learning the conduct of a Brahmana. These were all considered useless by him. So his only activity was to concentrate on the Supreme Lord. Consequently, everyone thought he is crazy. He does not speak, he does not do anything properly, he can't learn anything. So they thought he was a madman or an insane person. Actually, he was far advanced. Just like Sukadeva Goswami, he became a great devotee of the Lord, but he was not interested in material life, so he walked away from his house, etc. And then he walked in the forest after that, after learning the Bhagavatam. And everybody thought he was a madman also. Well, he wasn't interested in what they said. But actually he was a great devotee of the Lord. So similarly, Bharat was like that. He was a great devotee of the Lord, but no one could tell that because his conduct was quite different. He didn't act as one would expect a person to act. He didn't even follow the regular rules of society for cleanliness and conduct and talking and whatever, relationships. All this he never followed. So this of course goes to show that and of course we see this in the case of even Rishabhadeva, the Supreme Lord. When he walked off into the forest, no one knew who he was, no one could recognize him, and they began mocking him and throwing stones at him and everything. So elevated devotees who are in bhava or in prema may act like this. And no one knows. So that is why in Nectar devotion that Rupa Goswami says concerning prema, no one can analyze the activities of a person in prema. One cannot predict what he will do. So we see here that Bharat was such a person. No one could detect and understand his real nature because it was hidden. But we have many examples of Rishabhadev and Sukadev also, similar type of qualities. So, therefore, we have to be careful in any case about our conduct with other persons, because we don't know. Maybe they are great devotees. We may think they're bigger. So, very, very, we have to be very, very careful and respectful to all living entities. Bharat had learned his lesson that even a little attachment can cause big problems. And therefore, in this particular lifetime, He had great determination to reach perfection, which means complete concentration on the Lord without getting attached to anything else. So what was his method? His method was continual thoughts of the Lord. Consequently, everything else was neglected. So his process was not simply to renounce everything. So it was not vairagya or tyaga or whatever. That was not his goal. His goal was simply to concentrate on the Lord completely at all times and not forget him because of his previous experience. And therefore, it looked as if he were completely detached from the material world. Therefore, he gives a very good example of determination to concentrate upon the Supreme Lord. Of course, he was also very qualified because he had actually been on the Bhava stage. So in spite of being a deer, that did not actually affect his progress. He did not fall down into a lower stage. Actually, he progressed. And he attained perfection in his life as Jatvara. His fall down as a deer was not really an obstacle. It was actually beneficial for him. So in this way, it was an arrangement of the Supreme Lord for his spiritual progress and ultimate perfection. So, in this way, this story illustrates the fact that the Lord makes arrangements so that the devotee can attain the highest stages of perfection. But, from external appearances, we see it looks like so many difficulties are there, becoming attached to a deer, becoming a deer, and then acting as a madman or whatever. But these are all external. Internally, Bharat, that his attachment to the Lord temporarily was broken as Bharat, but then after that he had continuous thoughts of the Supreme Lord even as a deer and after that. So he did not really have to suffer so much for his mistake. So though the devotee may make mistakes, the Lord does not consider those mistakes too much of a problem, and he tries to help that devotee rectify. So in this case, he forgot the Supreme Lord, and the Lord made some rectification. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, even if it was sinful activity, then even the Lord doesn't mind that. And one could continue one's devotional service. So in this way, the Lord is very kind to his devotees, and as he says, I maintain what you have, or protect what you have, or supply what you lack. This is the promise of the Lord. So he protects the bhakti of the devotee and nourishes it also so that the devotee can advance. So in this way, the Supreme Lord helps the devotee. This is the process of bhakti. The Lord is attracted to bhakti, and therefore he helps the devotee in all cases. So this is a good example of it, in the case of Bharat becoming a deer and then becoming a perfect, realized person as Jatvara.
Bharat Maharaj only reached the bhava stage at the end of his, towards the end of his life as Bharat Maharaj. He reached bhava level only towards the end of his life as Bharat Maharaj.
Well, it indicates that. In other words, the symptoms of sattvika bhavas were mentioned in relation to his vanaprastha life, not in relation to his grihastha life. So we can assume that. But in any case, he had reached a high stage even in his grihastha life, because it was only through that that he got to the stage of bhava in his vanaprastha life.
So, that is the reason why he did not renounce his is that the reason why he did not renounce his kshatriya duties? Because he was not at that level. In this case, he is very advanced, so he does not want to practice Brahminical. But in that case, he was not as advanced, that's why he continued this.
Yeah, possibly. But even then, he could have retired or whatever, as we see in the case of Ambarish. He assigned everybody else to do all the duties in the kingdom, and he just worshipped the Lord all day long and completely disinterested in the kingly activities. He could have done like that also. Anyway, he did some duties as a king. Possibly, yes, he was on a lower level, and he got Vava as a Vanaprastha.
This verse that Krishna protects whatever duty hand and supplies. I usually heard this apply in the case of material objects. That devotee, whatever he has, Krishna protects that, and you know, whatever he lands.
Well, that doesn't always work because sometimes the Lord takes everything away also. But inevitably, he always helps their bhakti, nourishes their bhakti. Well, it doesn't say here that only devotees can remember the past life. The Lord can have anybody, if they want, if he so chooses to remember the past life for a certain purpose, it may be beneficial for them.
Everybody cannot.
No, some people do. So that is the Lord's mercy also, we can say. Some arrangement with the Lord, help them, benefit them for some purpose or whatever. You know, if they remember, it depends. Some people remember, it's not beneficial, could not be beneficial. Other people, yes, they remember and they get some benefit and they can correct themselves or see their mistakes or whatever and correct themselves. Some people, it may not be so beneficial for them to remember all those things.
The Brahminical culture is not good, but there is an element of worship of the Lord there.
Where?
It's mentioned that his father was a devotee of the Lord.
Mm.
Because that is very weak, so it's not really considered.
Yeah, of course, how much of a devotee he was, that's another thing. In that he's a Brahmin, then he must worship Vishnu to some degree, I suppose. It doesn't say exactly how much he was engaged in devotional service, etc. Gyanananda yuktas atma sasadrasa sruta silacha rupa avdarisha guna. And Deborah doesn't mention directly bhakti as such. It says self realization, atma gyanananda yuktasya. Then generally that's called Bhava Vas. It's not actual Bhava, it's just a shadow of some similarity, but it's not actual that.
Mm-hmm.